Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
My name is Mazi Mutafa, Executive Director of Words, Beats, and Life.
Yes, and we are talking because you are Words, Beats, and Life is presenting the DMV Made Festival, a celebration of arts and wellness on the National Mall. It's going to be on July 27th, so coming up really, really soon, and it's a one-day thing, so you don't want to miss it. Before we get to the actual lineup, let's start with, you know, what was the idea behind it? Is this the first time you all ever decided to do this?
So this is an inaugural festival, but we are part of a national initiative called Arts for Everybody. There's going to be 18 activations all across the country, including Hawaii. And so we're the organizer for the DC activation.
Oh, cool. Awesome. And talk about sort of the, you know, if there's activations, if this is a nationwide thing, talk about sort of the mission behind it. Like what's the idea, the importance of it?
Yeah. So this idea was developed by a set of artists during the pandemic. Because during the pandemic, arts was deemed non-essential. So lots of artists were kind of put out of work. And so this is part of the vision of a set of artists to center art as something that is valuable for the health and wellness of the country. And so there are activations happening literally from California to Rhode Island to Florida to Texas. There's 18 activations all over the country. And this was inspired by something that happened during the Great Depression, where the federal government funded theater productions in 18 cities across the country on a single day. And so that's literally the blueprint for how this was developed, thinking about how to center art as a way to build community, to promote health and wellness.
Awesome. And then of course, yes, it's going to be in different cities across the country, but of course we are a little biased here and the National Mall is the most beautiful spot to do this of any of the towns. Paint me a visual picture of like how it's laid out on the mall. Like if we're in, it's a radio station, so yeah, you're gonna have to just sort of describe with your words, but yeah, like if folks can envision the National Mall in their minds, like where, how many stages are there? Where exactly sort of geographically is it all set up on the mall?
Yeah, this is this will be the largest thing we've ever done. It'll be on the National Mall at the section just across the street from the African American History Museum and the American History Museum. There'll be multiple stages and pavilions along with a family fun zone. And the idea is really that a lot of Washingtonians and even people from the region don't necessarily come to the mall other than to visit the Smithsonian. Many of the people, because it's we're the nation's capital, many of the people that come for the larger events come from other parts of the country. And so we wanted to do something to celebrate our region in our city on our National Mall. And so there'll be hands-on activities, performances, murals being painted, all kinds of amazing things that people can witness and participate in.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, without further ado, let's do a deep dive into, you know, who all's performing on each of the stages. And we'll take them one at a time. I assume you have the list in front of us. You can kind of rattle them off in order of how chronologically how we're going to see them. So who's on the main stage from 1 to 7:30 p.m.? And if you can, you know, as you're listing them, if you can, if you know any fun facts about some of the bigger names, you feel free to throw that in there. If you don't, it's okay. You can just list the names, but whatever color you can provide to it is cool too.
Sure. So the main stage, we were really intentional about celebrating the multiple musical genres that have deep roots in Washington, D.C. And so there's a very long punk tradition in D.C. So we've got Cryptid Summer, which is a post-punk band performing. We've got the DuPont Brass Band, which is a funk band performing. Substantial, who is a rapper from Prince George's County, but travels the world. Sweet Honey and the Rock, which is an orchestral group that's really important. Belladonna, which is a go-go band, all women. And the Chuck Brown Band, which is the legendary band founded by Chuck Brown. It's now led by his children. And our headliner is the Blackbirds. And lots of people might not necessarily know their name, but their music, everyone knows. Their biggest hit was the song Rock Creek Park.
Awesome. And yes, and we just had Wiley Brown, Chuck Brown's son, on the other day. So we are very familiar with the legacy of Chuck Brown. Thanks for running through that. So that's the main stage from 1 to 7:30. Let's go into a couple of the other different stages. So the concert stage from 1:50 to 4:35. Who else planned on the concert stage?
So we've got Batala Washington, which is a Brazilian drumming group, East River Steel Band, Flex Matthews Band and Jay Mills. They're all performers across multiple genres. Again, we want to celebrate the musical diversity of DC and lifting up people who are involved in the community making amazing music.
Sounds good. And beyond music, we also have a storytelling and poetry pavilion. So, sort of celebrating the written word or just the imagination, creativity in terms of storytelling. So, that's one from 1 to 4:30 p.m. Who all will be participating in that?
So there, we decided to partner with a number of organizations that present poets and do storytelling. So the storytelling is going to be led by Story District. Poetry is going to be led by Spit That, Liberated Muse, The Artist Network, and Dialect of Prince George's. These are all kind of open mics and collectives that produce poetry and do storytelling. So we wanted to use this space to invite them to come and do what it is that they do best.
Fantastic. All right, and then there's the family stage from 1 to 4:35 p.m. What all's on that one?
So they were really excited to be presenting the Capital City Summer Mass Marching Band program, which is a summer program where where students who participate in marching bands throughout the district create a brand new band. So they're going to be helping us open up. We've got Ebony Sunshine, who is a puppeteer, who's going to be coming to entertain young people with some puppets. We've got an African drumming circle led by the drum lady, and then we're going to have two different juggling activities. I don't know about you, but I can't juggle more than three things at a time. So I'm hoping to step up my juggling skills by going to the family stage.
I can barely juggle all these interviews. You kidding me? Awesome. And then last but not least, we have the dance stage by One Take Studios from 1 to 4:35 p.m. Some cool dance groups on here. Who we got?
This is one of the stages I'm most excited about, because not only are the dancers going to showcase, but then they're going to instruct. So we've got a DC institution, Step Africa, opening up our performance. Then we've got Miss Chief Rocka, who's a Native American dancer who specializes in hoop dancing and powwow dancing. Then we got the Lion's Den doing hip hop dance. And then last but not least, we've got the National Hand Dance Association that's sending us two dancers, Kevin and Sheila, who are going to be teaching people how to hand dance, which is the official dance of Washington, D.C.
I did not know that. Why? Since when is the hand dance the official dance of DC? And what is it? Is there a way to describe it for the radio? Like, I don't know how you describe a hand movement, but you can try.
Oh, it's actually, so the hand dancing is literally when you're dancing, you're holding hands. It's not
Oh,
your hands are
okay.
dancing. It's like it's you could think of it as a kind of a derivative of ballroom
Okay.
dancing, but it's not that slow. It's actually more jazz inspired.
I gotcha.
So I believe the answer to your question is it's been the official dance of DC for the last couple of decades.
Okay, cool. Well, I did not know that. Learn something every day. That's great. Awesome. Well, I have more than enough to work with. I guess just close it out by pretend then I always like to close it with pretend I'm not even here and you're talking directly to our listeners. Maybe they're in their car listening to WTOP trying to find something good to do that weekend. Just be like, hey, DC, come, DMV, come on out. You're gonna have a good time. Just talk to him directly, invite him out.
What's going on, DMV? Looking forward to seeing you this Saturday at what will be an amazing festival blending arts and culture and health and wellness. Come learn about what folks are doing in your community and how you can get involved.
Awesome. Thanks again for doing this. Again, it's this Saturday down on the National Mall. Basically all day long from like, what is it, noon? Or when does it start? 1 to 7:30?
1 to
Is that it?
7:30.
Yeah. Wow. And is it all free?
Everything is free.
Everything's free. Just roll on up to whatever stage you want and enjoy some music or dance or story time, whatever you got. It's gonna be
I
great.
think the thing is that we try to create a festival that's for the little ones to the elders and everybody in between. So there's hands-on activities and things for you to watch, celebrating the contributions of multiple kinds of artists and multiple mediums of expression. It's the most complex thing we've ever hosted, and we're really excited to present it to our city and our region.
Gonna be awesome. It's worth coming alone just for the big headline main stage bands. I mean, Belladonna and Sweet Honey and the Rock and Chuck Brown, but everybody. It's worth for that alone, not to mention
Agreed.
all the other great activities. So make a day of it, everybody. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for making the time.
All right, be well. See ya.